Capita Audio Bite.
Hello and welcome to Capita Audio Bite. This is the radio podcast made especially for everyone in Capita, wherever you work. I'm Dominic Byrne, and this month we'll be profiling the customer management business, including Capita's involvement with Marks & Spencer. Over the next few months, we'll be meeting some more key people from across the company, highlighting their part of the business. Well, this month we've decided to go big. Our studio guest is Sir Ian Powell, Capita's chairman. Welcome to you, Ian.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, is it Sir or is it Ian? We need to clear this one up.
It's Ian.
Okay. Yeah. So, Sir Ian, I'm told you've just passed your first year anniversary at Capita. What have been the standout moments in your first year, Ian?
Really getting around and meeting as many of the Capita people as I can. I mean, I came in, I didn't know a lot about the group when I joined on the 1st of September last year. It's been a pretty eventful time. I took over as chairman on the 1st of January. And a lot has been trying to meet as many customers, investors, and trying to meet as many of the Capita people as I could. And the highlight really, I guess, is just trying to understand the variety of what we do. I mean, the reach of Capita is just phenomenal.
And you've only just recently received the knighthood, is that right?
Yeah, it was the Queen's Honours List, New Year's Honours List. So I got notified at the end of November, and it was announced on December the 30th, I think it was. So yeah, it's all pretty new and was quite a surprise.
Okay, Ian, thank you very much indeed for now. I have to earn my wages for this bit and bring everyone the business news. Capita has won a major contract with HSBC to supply them with their Omega mortgage software. This will help them grow their broker distribution channel. Tesco Bank have also just extended their contract with Capita until 2020. The team is based in Glasgow, provides mortgage processing and servicing for Tesco's customers. Finally, the Urban Vision Partnership with Salford City Council has started work on the new Bailey Gateway project. That's to upgrade the highway infrastructure. This is part of a major project to enable Salford to become the gateway to Manchester. So Capita teams are busy implementing positive change across both the public and private sectors.
Audio Bite.
So some big wins there, Ian.
Yeah, they're huge. And I think each of the ones that you've just referenced is a really good example of where all the services that Capita can bring to really help their clients to deliver either in the public sector or in the private sector. If we can bring all that together, it's just how powerful the group is.
Now, later in the programme, Ian, we've got three young people in the early stages of their career with Capita, and they have a few questions for you. Is that all right?
Absolutely fine. And I don't know what the questions are, so that's even better.
Some of them are real stinkers, I'll be honest with you.
I look forward to them.
No, honestly, they're fine. Okay, we'll be looking at a really interesting part of Capita's business next.
Audio Bite.
Well, joining us on the line now is Matthew Valance, who's Managing Director of Capita Customer Management. Hi, Matthew. Welcome to the show. What does customer management actually do?
Okay, Don, we're the number one in the market for customer management in the UK, and we contact, on behalf of our major customers, over 100 million consumers every year. That means that we, on average, we're communicating with every adult in the UK every 6 months. We work for some of the major high street names in retail, such as Marks & Spencer's. We're very active in the telco market with companies like O2, Tesco Mobile, and a number of other sectors.
Now, you've got a lot of people working in customer management. Am I right in saying many of those are in the UK?
Yes, Don. We've got about 15,000 staff in the business. Most of them are based in the UK, a big base in Yorkshire, the Northwest, the Northeast. We have operations in Glasgow and the South Wales, amongst other places. We also have a global model with staff based in our operations in South Africa, in Poland, and we run operations out of India as well. Yeah, we've got some brilliant people in the business. I've really enjoyed going around the sites over the recent weeks and meeting a few of the great people who work in our company.
Matthew, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's been great speaking to you, Dom.
Now, let's join our reporter, Andrew Fletcher, who's at Capita's contact centre at Preston Brook in the northwest of England, where they provide a range of services for Marks & Spencer customers and stores. Andrew.
Thanks, Dom. Well, as you can hear, this is a hive of activity. More than 250 Capita contact centre agents taking calls from Marks & Spencer's customers. We'll meet two of them in a moment. But first, let's hear from Anita McElane, General Manager, Capita M&S. Capita has had this account for some time, Anita. What have you done to improve the service to Marks & Spencer's?
Marks and Spencer's put customers at the heart of everything that they do. So all our focus is on improving the customer experience. We've been very lucky to be involved in a Change the Way program, which has been centered around having human caring conversations with our customers, improving that customer experience as measured by the customer satisfaction surveys. And we're delighted to say that sickness and absence and attrition have gone down, and that whole customer experience measure has gone up by 20% in the last 12 months. So we're very pleased.
Okay, can I please take the order number from you? Okay.
Well, I'm joined by two members of the team who are taking all these calls from Marks & Spencer's customers, George Curley and Jeanette Rogerson. What does a typical day involve for you?
Average day is boarding my customers back when promised, and it's about being quick on your feet and resolving it for the customers there and then, dealing with social media, Facebook.
What do you enjoy about your job?
I just love coming to work at M&S because I really get along with my team, and it's just a great all-round place to work, really, really friendly environment.
Now, as always on the podcast, we have questions for Capita's senior leaders. And as we have the chairman with us, we thought we would take full advantage of that. We wanted to give some colleagues the chance to talk to Sir Ian. Joining us in the studio are Ellie Vacheva, who's just coming to the end of the second year of her three-year graduate programme, Lauren Pringle, who transferred into Capita from G4S as part of the electronic monitoring service contract, which Capita deliver for the Ministry of Justice, and George Smedley from Capita's travel and events business, who finished his apprenticeship scheme last year. So welcome to all of you.
Hi, hello.
Thank you.
Now, Ellie, let's start with you. Which part of the business do you work in?
I work in Capita Local Government. So we work with local authorities and we help them deliver services to their residents in a more efficient manner and in a way that impacts the communities in a positive way.
Okay, and do you enjoy that?
I enjoy it a lot. What I like most about it is the fact that the work that we do actually creates a positive impact on the communities, and everyone that I work with is truly cares about the social impact that they're making.
Fantastic. Well, Ellie, the big man is here. Ian is opposite you. What's your question?
Okay, so you've been with us for a year. What's the one thing that you've learned about Capita in the past year that you think will impact our future?
The people. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, the quality of the people and the enthusiasm. And, you know, what you just said in your introduction, I thought was really interesting. One of the site visits that I've done was up to Blackburn. And I had a brilliant day out. Chris Sellers and myself went up to Blackburn. We met with the team. We met with the leader of the local council. We met with the CEO. We had a walk around the town. We saw the fantastic enthusiasm of the Capita team up there to really make a difference to people's lives in Blackburn. It was hugely impressive. And that goes right the way back to the original plans in terms of the whole way that the area would be regenerated and developed. And when you see something like that and you see all the breadth of Capita coming to really help a community, I thought that was amazing. So I'd say it's the people, it's the passion. And, you know, for the future, we have to recruit the best people, we have to retain the best people, and we have to develop the best people. If we do that, Capita will be successful.
Great, thank you.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Lauren, you work in EMS, don't you? Just explain what that is.
EMS is the electronic monitoring service. We are contracted by the Ministry of Justice, as you mentioned earlier, to deliver tagging to the whole of England and Wales.
Okay, Lauren, what is your question for Ian then?
What is your biggest personal achievement?
Oh, okay.
Apart from today, obviously, and, recording this, because yeah, it's been great so far.
It's certainly been an aspiration,
it has,
Dom,
isn't it?
To be around the microphone with you
of
as
course.
Well.
Of course, come on.
You
know. Let's go for a drink later.
you asked in the question personal achievement rather than a business achievement, yeah. If you like. Okay, well, you know, hey, I'd have to go to family on that one, I guess. I mean, you know, we've got four kids, and, you know, we've just celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary, believe it or not.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. As I said to somebody at the time, I think the secret of it is, you know, I think we've actually only lived together about 2.5 years out of that 40, yeah. With all the time that we've spent at work and all the other things that you do, you know. So look, I really do value the family and the support that they give me, and, you know, the fact that you know you're proud of your kids. So on a personal level, I'd always go to family, I guess.
Thank you.
And finally, George. George, you're in the travel and events business. I understand you have pretty big aspirations as well, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. So just to start off on travel and events, it's not really an average travel management company. We're a forward-thinking company. So our focus is mainly based on supporting a range of UK organisations. This is with the use of innovative technology, valuable insight and the experience of the people who work in travel and events. The things that we do is we kind of control costs and, you know, reduce them with any of our clients and customers. And this is all done striving with the company vision.
Okay, that was very impressive. Are you applying for the job of chairman?
Maybe one day.
Okay, fine. And well, the current chairman is here, George, so you may as well ask him a question.
Yeah, definitely. It's a pleasure to be here. So one of the questions that I have is, for someone like myself and a lot of people in Capita who want to go forward, I just wanted to know, what are your top tips for progression?
Well, George, you know, over the years, I've kind of given quite a bit of thought to this, you know, because I do think that sort of development of especially younger people, and I know you've come through the apprentice scheme as well, so, you know, the opportunities there. I'd say there's a number of key things, really. One is intellectual curiosity. Be really interested in whatever you're doing at that point in time, because I think that really comes through to people that you've got a thirst, you know, for knowledge and to advance as well. Be positive. And I always sort of feel, you know, I don't know whether anybody else feels this, where sometimes you sit in an office and maybe you've got a window and you can see a reflection and there's a certain person comes to the door, you know, you feel your heart sink. And, you know, the temperature in the room drops about 3 degrees and they bring an issue to you and it's never a very positive experience. And then other times you can look in that same window and you see someone come into the room with exactly the same kind of issue, but they're hugely positive people and they just give you a lot of energy. And so, you know, be positive and really sort of seek out the opportunities that are there. Any job that you're asked to do, do to the best of your ability, and people notice that as well. And then in a group the size of Capita, with so many different opportunities, also take control of your own development as well. So if you think it's time for a move, you think that it's time for you to develop in a certain direction, something you want to test yourself on, you know, put yourself out there and go and ask. You know, take control. So I'd always encourage people, especially younger people like yourself, you know, you've got a voice in these organisations, so don't be afraid to ask for the opportunity that is there.
Brilliant, thank you.
Well, listen, Ellie, Lauren and George, thank you so much indeed for joining us. Hope you've enjoyed the experience. Do stay with us for a little bit longer, though, because we do need your help with something, if that's okay.
Great. Audio Bind.
So last month we had a competition for you to win one of 10 pairs of cinema tickets, and we have some winners. We asked you, where did our report on army recruitment come from? Here's the answer from the start of that report in last month's show.
Thanks, Donwell. Here on the seafront, a large crowd has gathered for the Sunderland International Air Show.
So there you go. The answer was Sunderland. Ellie, Lauren, George, you've all got winners in front of you. Ellie, do you want to kick off? Let's read out the lucky name, shall we?
So the first winner is Duncan Chilvers from Secure Solution Services.
Fantastic. George, what have you got?
And then the next is Mark Crossan from Health and Wellbeing.
Okay. And Lauren?
We have Joseph Gash from O2 Customer Management.
And Rachel Derry from Knowledge Pool.
Scott Burrows from Capita Lending Services.
Susan Brown from Capita Translation and Interpreting.
So we have Louisa Jessek from IT Services.
And then we have Beryl Dowley from Local Government Health and Property.
And we have Joanne Dunbar from Life and Pensions.
And Kevin Peebles from HR Solutions.
Okay, fantastic. Congratulations to all of you. The Audio Bite team will be in contact with you shortly, and enjoy the movie, whatever you go and see. That is nearly it for this podcast. Ian, finally, what is in the diary for the chairman over the coming months?
Well, I guess the next up for us is the interim results. We've got those coming up on 21st of September. And then we're into business planning really for next year. And I guess everybody is also interested in development. So part of what I'm really focused on at the moment is continuing to progress the search for a new CEO.
Could be one of these three in the future.
Yeah, they've already...
yeah, there you go. George is straight in.
George has accepted.
George had turkey sandwiches on the way to this recording as well. So he's not playing games. Ian, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Hopefully you'll be able to join us again in the future as well.
Thank you.
We'll be back next month with more news from across the Capita community. And we'll be on site at Entrust, Capita's joint venture with Staffordshire
Lancashire County Council for a royal visit and to hear about how they're making a difference to young people, inspiring futures. So from me, Dominic Byrne, our guests Ellie, Lauren, George, and of course, Sir Ian Powell, it's goodbye.
Capita Audio Bite, back next month.